that's not true.
Start your day at the Torahway, Northwest London, Thursday, 20th of Iyar, 11th of May, Rabbi Aryeh Feldman Shlita, Sfiras HaOmer, preparing for Matan Torah. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by Family Wiesenfeld, the Nishmas, Official Dick, Rabbi Fraim, Official Ben Rabbi Yol, Aryeh Zechun Levrocho, from Antwerp, whose Yahrzeit is tomorrow.
The share that I will be giving today is based on a share that my father-in-law, Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, gave in a series of Shirum on Amuna, and that I have translated and written the book, The Choice to Believe. And my father-in-law has thousands of Talmidim that to continue to draw, be inspired from the Shirum, from the thousands of Shirum that he gave. This is one of them. The way the Torah presents the Chag HaShavuot is not very conventional, and is not presented the way that the Torah usually presents all the Shalosh Regalim. I mean, all the Yom Tov of the Torah, Pesach and Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Torah states clearly what day is this on. On Pesach is the 15th of Nisan, on Sukkot is the 15th of Tishrei. So it's clear when the Chag is. And very uncharacteristically, the Torah does not state specifically when Chag HaShavuot is supposed to be celebrated. But not only that, the Torah is misleading to a certain extent about when it should be. Because the Torah says like this, Hushfartim lechem imochras ha-shavas miyom aviyachim es'em ha-tnufa, sheva shabos etmim etiyenu, ad mimochras ha-shavas ha-shviz tisru chamishim yoyim, v'kravtem mincho chadosho la-shem. The Torah says that you should count from mochras ha-shavas, which usually means Shabbos. We usually think of Shabbos, of Shabbos Bereishis, and miyoyim aviyachim esayim atnufa sheva shabbos timin dimila al mrochas Shabbos till the seventh Shabbos, and then we celebrate Shavuos. So from the Torah, we would think that we count from Shabbos till the seventh Shabbos, till after the seventh Shabbos. But so the Chazal say that what it says over here, svat lechem mrochas Shabbos, doesn't mean Shabbos, it means Yontif. Now the ambiguity doesn't end over here, because even after we say that the Sarat Lechem Mochas HaShabbos, it means Yontif, but then it says Miyom Aviyachem Esayim Atnufa Sheva Shabbos Es Tmim Es Tiyeno. Now, where do you have Sheva Shabbos Es? Both the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra say that we're talking about Yontif. We're not talking about Shabbos. So where are the Sheva Shabbos Es? So the Ramban. Both the Ramban says that the Sheva Shabbos is we're creating new Shavuos. We are creating new weeks. Sheva Shabbos means that we count and then we create one Shavua, and then we create another Shavua and another Shavua. That means the Sheva Shabbos are coming out of our counting, that we create new weeks with our counting. But now there is another problem. There's another problem that it says Ad mi mochras haShabbos haShviz. Now, when we say mochras haShabbos, we are referring. What are we referring to? We're referring again to Shabbos before we said was Yontif. So now Shevash Ad mi mochras haShabbos. What Shabbos are we talking about? We're talking about a Shabbos that was created through the seven times that through our sphere. So now we're switching how we identify Shabbos from before that we said it was Yontif, and now we're identifying it as a week, and that's Mimochras of Shabbos from the Mimochras of the last week that we have counted. So it's very, very strange the way the Torah not only is mysterious about the day, it misleads us in how we're supposed to know when Shavuos is. Which is very uncharacteristic. The Torah is usually very clear. There is another issue that is discussed regarding that everybody relates the sphira, that we count the sphira, that the sphira is, the purpose of the sphira is to count from Pesach until Shavuos. And this is our way, this is our way that we prepare for Shavuos by counting the sphira. The Ramban goes as far to say that the Shavuos is the Atzeres of Pesach, and the 49 days that is between Pesach and Shavuos is like Chol HaMoed. It's a Chol HaMoed of Pesach, and just like Sukkot has Shmini Atzeres after the Chag of Sukkot, so too Pesach has the Atzeres of Pesach is Chag HaShavuos. So this is what the Ramban says, but in the Torah, it doesn't hint to this. The Torah says clearly that the counting is from that means that the counting is, the purpose of the counting is to count from the Hakrovis HaOyma until the Mincha Chadosha, the Shtei Alechem that we bring on Shavuos. And the Torah doesn't mention anything and give any hint that this counting has anything to connect between Pesach and Shavuos. It connects between the Havos HaOyma and the Mincha Chadosha that we bring on Shavuos. So the Maharal alludes to what the connection that we have, what the connection of the Oyma to the Mincha Chadosha has to do with Pesach to Shavuos, is the Maharal says the following. The Maharal says that when we went out of Pesach, when we went out of Mitzrayim on Pesach, we were like an Uber that was only first being born and developing. That development is always is the only concern of that development is his physical development, that he fits a physical the way that has nothing to do with anything from the seichel. Reflected in what we bring in the what we bring the oimer from. We bring the oimer from seorim, which is machal behema, which is the food of a behema. And the symbolism is that this food of behemah, what we bring as a carbon of behemah, which symbolizes our status as an uber, as somebody that is only concerned with his physical being, we develop through the 49 days that we count, and we come to bring a mincha of shtei alechem, which is made out of chitim, which is the food of a person. This is to signify that we are transitioning from behema, from the status of a behema to the status of a man, and that is what we are doing. So this is the idea that the Torah only mentions the oimer to the shtei alechem, but this is what's underlying this the counting is that we are transitioning from Pesach, the status of Pesach that we were just an uber, concerned with our physical being, and developing into a man, which is represented by bringing the Mincha Chadosh of Chitim. So, my Shver Zatzal focused on the difference of count, the idea of counting, where that distinguishes between a behema and man. He explained that behema is something that does not mature. And that's why we say shor ben yoimai is called a shor. That means even though a shor can be called, even though the shor is usually we relate to something that is fully developed, but a shor ben yoimai, nikra shor, is because the animal does not develop. Whatever is there in the animal from the beginning, he has afterward. It's just a physical growth. But there's nothing that changes integrally in the animal. And that's what and we see that it's reflected in the name of behema. Is behema, the Maharal mentions, is bo ma, that whatever is in the behema is there. Whereas what Adam is called Adam is because he is likened to compared to the ground, where the ground is we plow it and we put in seeds and we And it develops and it brings out Peiris. That's the essence of man. Man has his kulay potential. It's completely potential. And his our job, our avodah, is to take that potential and to translate it into something that into being fulfilled, into fruits. So that is the idea that so the idea of counting is that we count and we see what we are, the potential of what we have to see, how we can develop into something better. Where the animal lives from moment to moment, he does not have any type of development. And that, he says, is reflected in the pasuk, Nimnos Yemenu Kein Hoida V'Novi Levav Chochma. The Dovid HaMelech says, teach me how to count my days, and in order for me to acquire, that my heart should acquire wisdom. So what did Dovid HaMelech say? Teach me how to count my days. I mean, counting is something very simple. You don't have to teach somebody to count, addition, subtraction, but to count days, that's not something difficult. What does it mean that you should teach me how to count my days? So the idea is that the counting, that there are two types of counting. There's one type of counting which is just technical, a technical type of counting that you count the different objects that you have in front of you, and to know the sum of all the objects that you have. But that technical counting does not have any meaning, because the one, the two, and the three, the two could have been the one, and the three could have been the two. There is nothing intrinsically within the counting that when you say one, two, three, that the two has special meaning, that it has a special status. The two could be the one, the three. It's only the way that you count all of the things that you have that you have. But then there is a qualitative counting. A qualitative counting is that the counting progresses because of based on what you counted before. Just like it was just like by Bnei Yisrael, they counted the 600,000. So it wasn't counting 600,000 disparate people. It was counting all of them in order to make it one unit. And so too by minyan. The minyan is that the counting brings to you that the fact that you have 10, that counting came up to 10, creates a different status, a different unit that you had before you counted. That means the counting itself creates something new. And so too, this is what we're saying, Hirena, to teach me how to count my days, is that to teach me how one day can be the basis to grow from the day before, and to take the next day and to build upon the day before, what you accomplished the day before, to add to that, and that all of the years that of your life should be built, that each day should bring you to a higher level, and that all of the days of your life should be one unit that brought you that you can acquire wisdom from that. And the Ramban describes this beautifully, that on the pasuk of Avram Vesar Zakenim Baba Yomim Chodal Yisar Arech Kanoshim, he said, he talks about Boim Bayomim. What's the what does it mean, Boim Bayomim? So the Ramban explains that when a person is young, he's considered he's Oimid Bayomim. He's standing in his days. And what is that? What's the significance of that? Is the fact that he's standing in his days means that it's his days, and he is using it to build himself as a foundation that he can stand on. That is standing in his days. But when a person becomes old and he has finished his growth, he's boyim bayomim. Every day he comes to a new city. He visits a new city. It's not something that is built on the one day built on the other, but it is the sum. He can create something that he comes to a city and he sees something new every day. That's the boim by yomim. That's the Ramban compares it, meaning that the limnos yemeni kein hoida, our days are here for us to build ourselves, oimid, to stand on them and to grow. So that's the idea. That is what we have to do during the Sefiras HaOmer. The Sefiras HaOmer is that every day should help us to prepare and to be able that we should be able to come to Shavuos fully with being able to be able to be mekabel the Torah. Now, this idea of counting the days it's definitely important that when you count something, you know where you're coming from and where you're going and what you are doing with the counting. And this was the basis, the chera of the machloikis between the Beit Tosim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's brought down in the famous Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos says that Mar Menachos says like this. Chag Shavuos the loyal mispod that you don't say a hesped because it's from the that mitmani bay va'atzeif mayada from the 8th of Nisan until the end of the Moed of Pesach you're not a masbid. Why? Because we're celebrating what the Chachomim were able to establish that Shavuos is on the day that it was able to establish the Chag Shavuos, and then so the Gemara goes on to say like this. Shahoyu Baitoisim Oimim Atzeres Achar Shabbos. The Baitoisim that read the Torah literally, they said that Shavuos is after Shabbos. Why? Because it says Mimochas HaShabbos. Mimochas HaShabbos, but the Baitoisim took it literally and said that you have to count from Shabbos Bereshis. Nitzva lehem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'yom lehem. Shoytim minayim lechem. How do you know? V'loi hoyo odom echad shahoyim HaShibin. Nobody can answer him. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan stood up and challenged them to base their opinion. Ad shayim mashibay chutz mi mizokin echad. Only one old person shayim mefatvet connected that spoke against him. Va'amam Moshe Rabbeinu oyev Yisrael hoyev v'yodeh shatzeres yom echadu omad v'tikna achas Shabbos kedei sheYisrael misangin shnei yomim. That means the first one that introduced the long weekend was the Beit Tosim. They said that Moshe Rabbeinu was of Yisrael, and he wanted them to be able to have a long weekend. Shavuos is only one day. What can you do in one day until you come, until you go? So he was of Yisrael, so he placed Shavuos right after Shabbos, that you should be able to have Shabbos and then Shavuos. So he says, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Korah of Allah Mikra Zeh. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered him. He answered him with this pasuk. He said, "Achad osa yoyim echorev derech haseir." V'moshe Rabbeinu oyev Yisrael hoya loma ichram b'midbar b'arim shana. It says that achad osa yoyim echorev derech haseir. It only took 11 days to come from where they were to Eretz Yisrael. So why did he leave them there in 40 years if he was such an oyev Yisrael and trouble them to go through the midbar like this? Loma yirbeh. So Amalei Rebbe. So the Zokin said to him, "B'kachat apotrani, this is the way you get you answer me. Amalei shoytav, like the hey Torah shleima shalonu kisicha b'teila shalachem. Kos of echad oyim atisbiru chamishim yoyim. Kos of echad oyim esheva shabos etzim atiyena. Hokeitzad kam biyontav shachal yoyim b'shabes kam biyontav shachal yoyim b'amtza shavua." They said that he answered to him that the answer is that it says sheva shabos is. That you should count Tumiyos Hiyana, and then you say Chamishim Yoim. How does this work out? First, it says one say it says Shavuos, and one place says Chamishim Yoim. He says the answer is that when Shavuos comes out right after Shabbos, then we have Sheva Shabbos Tumiyos, and when Shavuos comes out in the middle of the week, then we have the Chamishim Yoim. That's the way the Rabbi Yochanan answers him. Then after this, the Gemara goes on and brings a many Tanoim that gave a different drash legabi the posik. So the problem is that Gemara is a pella. First of all, it seems from the beginning of the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan challenged them to say, "Where do you know this?" Now the obvious way they knew it was that it says Shabbos, Mimochas HaShabbos. That's the basis. But nobody could answer him until this Zokin came and he did come up with this idea of Mimochas HaShabbos. This is the problem. This is the elephant in the room. He says, "No, Moshe Rabbeinu was out of Yisrael and he wanted a longer weekend." And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answers him in the same vein. He says, "If he was such an out of Yisrael, that seems to be a very, very good teretz. I mean, for the type of answer he gave him an excellent teretz." So what does the Zokin say? The Zokin says, No, you're working on me. I mean, Rebbe, tell me the truth. And if the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, give them the answer of the Sheva Shabbos at the Chamishim Yom, so the Chayra, there was no problem. The Zakkai accepted it, seemingly, and we can go home. Why did all the Tanoim after that, all of a sudden, there's a whole omid of Limudim that the Tanoim came in and joined in? What do we need it for? It's overkill. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai took care of the Zakkai. Why do we have that? We go home and have a cup of coffee. I mean, so what's going on over here? So it's clear that the idea that the argument was not just when you count, the mechanics of the counting. Do you count from Shabbos or you count from Mimochres HaPesach Yontif? The idea, the argument was on a fundamental argument on how you relate to Kabbalah Satir. What was the Torah? What did we gain with Kabbalah Satir? What was Mischadish by Kabbalah Satir? So Lefi, the Beit Tosim, Kabbalah Satir was something that added to our way of life, Torah HaTeva. Meaning, nothing really changed. It was just refined. There was added a certain level of ruchnius, which is very good. You know, a little ruchnius, to have some ruchnius in your life, that it shouldn't be just your physical needs. You should have some ruchnius in it. But it is a continuation, it is something that has come to help us develop our way of life within the Shevet Yimei HaTeva. That was the Beit Tosim, and that's why it's Mimochres HaShabbos. Because the Ika is that we're getting the after the Shabbos. What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say to him? Tefi you, Mimochres HaShabbos has no meaning. Because if you say that Teva, that is all what we have the Sheva Yimei Bereshis, there's no Mimochres HaShabbos. We're always in the Teva. We go 1 week, we go another week, and an added week, and this is what we have. There is no Mimochres. So how can you say that there is, that the Torah relates to Matan Torah, Mimah, that we start counting Mimochres HaShabbos, HaShabbos HaShviyas? So the Shavuot should be within the context of Shavuot Yimei Bereishis. What is this Mimochres HaShabbos? So the Zakkai, so they didn't really know how to answer that. But the Zakkai said, no. It is taka shayach to Shiva Simei Bereshis. But it's enhancing the Shiva, the weekend. It's taka shayach to the Sheshis Yom Tavad, Rasidim of Yom Ashvi Tishbois. This is an enhancement, the Shavuos is an enhancement of that Shabbos. That we get a prize because we're getting the Torah and we're going to have to keep it. So we're getting a prize that we get another day of rest. But it's not anything new. It doesn't mean it's coming after Shabbos. It is lengthening the Shabbos. So that's the Mimochres HaShabbos that the Torah is referring to. But what we believe is that the Adarabba, the Matan Torah, gave us a new existence, gave us something that is completely different than the life that we're leading. That we're leading, that our life before that was based on physical, our physical needs and our physical growth. The Torah is telling us that Mimochres HaShabbos, there is a tomorrow. There is something new, completely new over here. And this is what Matan Torah, and in order to be able to be Zeicha, to be Roy, to get that, it's something which is completely new, we have to prepare for it. We have to be making for it. We have to count 49 days. And then after we count the 49 days, then we can be zayecha to the 50. So what is the symbolism? So what is the Torah telling me in Mochos HaShabbos? So my Shver Zatzal one time said that Pesach was, we called it Shabbos Dik. What does it mean, Shabbos Dik? It means we didn't do any work for it. You see, as Mitzrayim, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim is because he was maftiach to the Avos. And the only time they had to do something positive was when before Choshech. that says that the Moshe Rabbeinu says that they should borrow from the Mitzrayim, they should go out and borrow. So you would think that's something very good for them. But what does the Chazal tell us? The Dabe Noah that you should ask Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking, do me a favor. Tell Klal Yisrael to take these things, because otherwise the Ovis will have tainus on me. I told them that the Achrei Chen Yesu Beruchush Godol, and they're going to go out poor. So I want them to take these things so that I should be mekayim to the Ovis, the Achrei Chen Yesu Beruchush Godol. What do you mean? I mean, it's for their benefit that they should have the money. You have the Rabbi Shalom has to tell them that to go to do him a favor. Because the pshat is that the whole redemption of Christ was they were in a passive state. They didn't do anything to really to deserve Gulas Mitzrayim. So therefore, that's what the Torah is telling us. Mimachos HaShabbos. You got something that you didn't deserve, and you got it because without any act of malacha. But now starts the work. Now, with the 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos, now you have to prepare. You have to work to be able to be zeichet to Matan Torah, and that's the idea. The Sheva Shavuos is the idea that we create Shavuos. We create obligation that just like Shavua is Miloshen Sheva, as the Rabban explains. That what, and so my Shvez Atzal explained that the Inyan of Shavua, what is the Inyan of Shavua? The Inyan of Shavua is that a person lives according to the Torah. Somebody who makes a Shavua to do something or not to do something feels he needs something extra in order for his Avodah. He needs something extra. It's not enough just the mitzvahs of the Torah, but he has to obligate himself for something more. And that's like he creating a new existence. You're being nishba b'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's something that should be a reality for you. That's the whole idea of shvua. When you make a shvua, you create a new reality for yourself. So what we were doing with the Sheva Shabbosis, we were creating a new reality of shavua achrei shavua. Shavua achrei shavua, that we were creating a new reality, and that new reality would allow us to be able to come to Matan Torah. So this is the idea why the Torah doesn't say about Shavuos, doesn't say the date of Shavuos, because the date of Shavuos is dependent on our work. Everyone, if the Torah would say Vav B'Sivan, that means that everybody is shaykh to Vav B'Sivan, and then everybody would be mekabel the Torah the same way. No, the Torah is telling us that your Kabbalah HaTorah is dependent on the way you count the 49 days. The way you count the 49 days and you prepare for Shavuos, your amola, your amelus, in your hachana, working on yourself and making yourself a different person, ready to be makabel ol malchus shamayim, that is what's going to give you your Shavuos. It's not the day that's giving you your Shavuos. It is your work that is giving you your Shavuos. Each one has a different Shavuos because each one works in a different way. And in order for him to be zeichet to Shavuos, he has to work on these 49 days in order to get to the point where he can come to the Yom HaChamishim. There's another 15 minutes, but...
The Lake of Fates, the mountain.